248 or 1-800-880-5346. We're going to talk a little bit about the big bridge project, the pedestrian bridge project that was over right around South University Drive, in between South University Drive and also 25th Street. That project, it looks like it's now almost finished. And joining us right now is Jen Hoy. You might remember that a few months back, maybe it's almost a year now, that they were talking about this, painting this bridge, and had a Facebook page on it. And now that it's almost complete, I thought we'd get Jen Hoy on the line here and find out what she thinks about the project and what she's getting from the friends on Facebook about it. And Jen, thanks for joining us here on KFGO.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you posted a few pictures today. Now, you know, you got to be careful taking pictures when you're on the highway like that.
Yes. I, of course, was. I stopped.
Very good. Very good. So, first of all, when was it you first put that up as far as getting that thing painted?
It was about a year ago. I think it was like, it was around Pride last year.
Uh-huh.
Because DJ Joyride, who is originally from this area and lives in Seattle and Portland area now, he was coming back through town and he was like, "What? Why is this bridge still this ugly color?" And it got me thinking, you know, we drive past it every single day and don't even really notice it. And it was kind of starting to deteriorate. That paint had been there for about 30 years. It was starting to fade. You could see rust. You could see the bare metal. You could see the primer. And you could even see the colors that the bridge apparently was back in the 70s, which was red, white, and blue.
Was
it really?
You could
even see a little bit of that red coming through. Yes, there are pictures on our Facebook page of that.
Oh, and that Facebook page is for the folks who want to take a peek at it?
It's pretty long. It's facebook.com/KFargo. Let's paint the blue bridge over 94.
So what happened when you first got the word that they were going to do it? What were you thinking? What were your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was cool, but, you know, I understood that it happened to be a coincidence that I made the page because the DOT had been thinking about preserving the infrastructure. And hats off to them for jumping on it and getting the bridge repainted when they did instead of waiting and having to potentially tear it down, you know, if it corroded or whatever. So it was just a big coincidence. And, you know, I kind of backed off the project after I found out it was already going to be done because I have a little bit of knowledge of how federal projects work. And once they kind of get set, they're set and they're hard to change. So
by the way,
I'm just glad that it's being repainted and we're still going to have it as a part of Fargo.
By the way, when I look at your Facebook page, "Hey Fargo, let's paint the blue bridge over 94," it looks like you got down there, and besides the interstate picture, you did get down there and take some close-ups, didn't you?
I did, and it was unfortunate. It was an overcast day, but I did go down there, and they let me on the other side of the fence so that I could get some close-up pictures and a few pictures of the workers and everything. And it's a company out of Missouri, I believe, that's painting the bridge.
Now, when you saw it begin, what were your thoughts?
I thought, you know, this is pretty cool. I'm glad people are talking about art in the community. And like I said, I'm just really glad that we get to keep the bridge. And it was never a thought to tear it down. Let me be clear on that. But like I said, if the bridge would have continued to deteriorate and the paint would have kept wearing off, you know, then we would have been looking at some terrible rust problems and structural integrity problems. So
we had a lot of suggestions of what to paint it. There was even the rainbow span.
Yes.
And,
yes. And you know, that would be really fun, but I have to say I'm on the side of the DOT. We need something that's going to last. Everybody wants fun colors, but at the same time, everybody wants all the roads to be open. And this color that was picked was actually picked because of its durability. Research has shown that darker colors last longer, they fade less. And so the color was chosen to minimize maintenance and lane closures and all that kind of road construction garbage in the future.
All in all, with the replacement of the, for lack of a better term, the cage that goes around the walkers, it really has not been that slow of a project. They've made some pretty good strides getting this done.
Yes, and I don't know if you've seen any of the tents that they had up while they were working on portions of the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I would have taken the time to find out a little more about that, but I suppose it cuts down on the wind and kind of keeps the chemicals contained a little bit too until they settle or dry or evaporate or whatever.
Well, I think that's a good point because I think, you know, when you are spraying paint on it like that, my father was an auto body repairman, and mm-hmm. you will get some overspray, some mist that may come out of that tent and fall on cars, and then you're going to have lawsuits. You know, please, you know, you're gonna have to do this to my car now and fix it. So
it kind of added a little mystery. It was almost like the bridge was going behind a dressing room.
Very good. Jen Hoy from Hey Fargo, let's paint the blue bridge over 94. It is now green. Let me ask you, too. Now, I think, if I heard correctly, the steps are gone. It's just a ramp on each side, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that really wasn't any big worry from your Facebook page at all, was it?
No. They're just kind of looking a little cracked and old. And, you know, this way it remains accessible to everybody. It'll be nice to ride your bike or your skateboard across or your rollerblades. You know, I think it's a nice little piece, a part of our community that has been there for years and years. I mean, as far back, obviously, it was around before I was born, so I remember it forever.
Hey, by the way, I'm not sure, I haven't looked at the entire site because I know it was a while ago, but I remember printing up that piece that you did about the Golden Gate Bridge.
The PDF article that I found.
Yeah.
It's about the color. And how the Golden Gate Bridge came to be the golden color that it is. That's actually the primer color.
It's the primer
color. The Golden Gate Bridge was supposed to be a dark color, like a black or a dark gray.
And they left it, and they did not. It's kind of like the old Coca-Cola formula. Nobody has the formula for making that particular color. It's copyrighted. You can't get it.
That's
you can't get it.
That's correct. You can get a similar color, but you cannot get that exact color. And it goes really deep, too. The colors that you can pick from on federal projects, they have like a whole catalog of them. They're labeled a certain way so that they can go back over time and say, okay, this is what this color used to look like, or compare it to other places around the country that have that color. That's why the name of the color is so long. It's a whole code. It means different things, different parts of it.
And then the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly, but it was thousands of gallons they keep on hand because they're constantly repainting it, right?
Oh, yeah. They have a full crew all year round, I think, repainting it.
Wow.
Just keep painting it.
I wonder what this project will have. Will they have a spare couple of gallons, do you think, to touch up here and there?
You know, I don't know. I guess that'd be maybe a good thing to ask the DOT, but... It looks really good. It looks like excellent quality work. And so I think we should be happy with what we've got. And I personally like the color. I think it was a good choice. It sticks out against the sky.
Oh, by the way, I saw this cute little photograph, too, there that somebody said it should be painted like Legos. But, you know, that's not too good. Let me ask you, too, before you go, all the people that liked your page, have you heard from any of them? Are they satisfied?
Most of the comments I'm getting, people are not satisfied with the color. They're saying it's kind of too dull. They say it looks too much like the background, but I don't know. The sky is blue, not green.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. For crying out loud. Ah, interesting. Well,
but what are we going to call it now? We can't call it the Blue Bridge, or maybe we can. Maybe we should start a drive to change the name, give it an actual name.
We could call it
the Bob Harris, the Harris Happenings Bridge.
Oh, super. I love that idea. Let's get some votes on that right now, folks. You give us a call or email us.
Well, I think that might be going in a promo. Wow, I like that.
Jen Hoy, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. Hey, Fargo, let's paint the blue bridge over 94. That is the Facebook page. And give it a like there. I see you've got a few of my friends who are liking that page as well. But right now we're green. And as you stated there, it is Federal Standard 595 color FS14062 was chosen. So it's got a name, folks, and there it is. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.